Welcome to Union City Radio from Monday, July 27th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. On June 22nd, in the baking heat of a parking lot a few miles inland from Delaware's beaches, several dozen poultry workers, many of them Black or Latino, gathered to decry the conditions at a local poultry plant owned by one of President Donald Trump's biggest campaign contributors. "We're here for a reason that is atrocious," Nelson Hill, an official with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, told the small but boisterous crowd. Its members, many defined as essential workers without the option of staying home, have been hit extraordinarily hard by the coronavirus. For the previous 42 years, 1,000 or so laborers at the local processing plant in Selbyville have been represented by UFCW Local 27. Just 2 years earlier, the workers there had ratified a new 5-year contract. But, Hill told the crowd, in the middle of the pandemic, as the number of infected workers soared, the plant's owner, Mount Air Corporation, one of the country's largest purveyors of chicken, conspired, along with Donald Trump, to, quote, "kick us out," unquote. That's the lead from a terrific report in The New Yorker, and we've got a link to it on our website at dclabor.org. On today's labor calendar, CWA is holding a wage theft protest today at noon in Herndon, Virginia. Complete details, dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1869, William Silvis died. Silvis was a founder of the National Labor Union, one of the first American union federations attempting to unite workers of various crafts into a single national organization. Today's labor quote is by William Silvis, who said, "I love this union cause. I hold it more dear than I do my family or my life. I am willing to devote to it all that I am or have or hope for in this world." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Our new normal includes social distancing, but don't let that keep you from continuing your education. With extended registration and semester dates and financial aid options, the Union Plus free college program remains a great way to further your education while keeping safe. Learn more and enroll now at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
It will make us strong.